Welcome to our pre-show. God damn, I just did a whole beautiful bitchin' rap on the Al Franken and now Sylvester Stallone. Oh, you didn't hear. As of now, this, by the time you see this or hear this, you'll know that you probably will have heard, but this broke, as we say in the news business, about an hour, 2 hours ago. I had a really interesting conversation. Let me just, I don't know if we're going to do this or not, you know. Probably not.
This is Margaret Gray. I've been asked to come on and do this evening's program. And I'll give you the note that Phil, he said, since you have the big mouth, that those are his exact words, why don't you do tonight's show? And I said, Phil, you know I'm not in full throat. He said, well, what's that supposed to mean? And I said, you know what? And so I'd like to sing this song. From Russia, with love, I fly to you, much wiser.
Ah, shit. Now out of jail and speaking to prosecutors.
What?
Who? Who's out of jail and speaking to prosecutors? Michael Flynn registers as a foreign agent, earned $530,000 lobbying. Not a bad fucking paycheck, Jack. Put that together with the $30,000 you made in your regular... No, I'm kidding. But, you know, Hank Cox, freelance editor for suburban D.C., who helped Flynn publish a pro-weekly Puerto Rican essay on Election Day. The thing that pissed me off was that the WikiLeaks apparently direct messaged or emailed or something Donald Trump Jr. at 6:30 on election night and said, if your father loses, make sure he challenges the results. Do not let him concede. Tell him, do not concede. Challenge the results. I mean, this was the Russians coming up with everything. Every way to fuck with our heads over here. Because that's exactly what all of that shit is. Fucking with our heads. Mr. Woolsey told the Wall Street Journal he would discuss removing a Muslim cleric from the U.S. taking him to Turkey. That's, I didn't quote that properly. It was Leanne Tweeden. She works for KBC Radio now. She's a news anchor. What I read up on her, she was a beauty pageant, I thought. Or a model, that was it. And possibly an actress. No, not that there's anything wrong with going from that into news journalism or whatever. But I originally heard she was an anchor. Then I think maybe it's a radio anchor. I don't know. And so in conclusion, I don't fucking know. Excuse me. That was wrong of me. All right. I'm just drifting and drifting. Baby, like a ship out on the sea. What is this goddamn bullshit? Oh, here we go. What if...
Well, Margaret, I'm going to be performing at Hollywood Bowl Jr. And I'm told that...
What is Hollywood Bowl Jr.?
That's a bowling alley on Hollywood Boulevard. I didn't know. They brought me out.
That is absolutely... That is humiliating.
You tell me about it. Shit.
I'm alone. I just read Al Franken's apology, and apparently Leanne Tweeden accepted it, but I can't hear what she's saying. I have to turn up the volume and actually hear what the fuck is going on.
I'm going to be at the Hollywood Bowl Jr. I don't know how that happened.
What is that? What does that mean, the Hollywood Bowl Jr.?
Just what I said.
I think General Shaw is going to be hosting the show tonight. Because
I still can't do this voice.
Mueller probe, this possible deal between Turks, Flynn during presidential transition. Additionally, investigators examining whether Flynn and other participants discussed a way to free a Turkish-Iranian gold trader, Reza Zarab, who's jailed in the United States. Reza. Is that how they pronounce it? In the morning. Well, I think John Jerriman is at a benefit to raise money for polio. Raise money for infantile... They used to call it infantile paralysis. I still remember, when I was very young, commercials on TV. Occasionally, you know, a print ad in a magazine or something. And they had little boxes at the store where you'd put your coins. You know, March of Dimes, that was a polio charity effort. Put your dimes in there and, you know, added up to big money. I got to tell you, and, you know, I read this article kind of looking at the fight against cancer. Cancer research has got to have, they've got to be fucking loaded, man, because there was a period there where people couldn't give them enough money. You didn't know it, because they always say, will you please give to cancer research? You think, geez, these guys are living on a shoestring, so you're always throwing money in the thing, or you do, you know, whatever you can. Come to find out, these guys are just like raking it in. And a lot of this bread, I think, went to the National Institute of Health and didn't necessarily get committed to the research into a cure for polio. They earmarked certain amounts for that. And it's like what the Red Cross pulled after 9/11. Everybody who gave money after 9/11 thought they were giving money to help rebuild New York, basically. Not true. You gave it to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross decided how much money would go to New York and how much they would throw into their reserve fund for other things. And people got a little pissed, you know. I did. I was like, well, that's kind of fucked up, man. Well, that's how we do it. That's the Red Cross. I said, yeah, but you led people to believe all of this money was going to go toward the victims, the families, the, you know, downtown. God knows there's so much that needed to be done after what happened. So it's very interesting. It's kind of interesting how we get ourselves caught up in something we don't really read between the lines. All right. If you read between the lines, there's nothing there. I'd like to just tell you that there's nothing there. Influenza. And to try and find a cure for syphilis and venereal diseases. They have the cure. They have the cure for what? Syphilis. Well, please do tell, because I'd sure as hell like to know. Well, not that I've got it. Sure, John. It's called penicillin. Say that again. It's called penicillin, man. Penicillin? Hey, Donnie. Hey, Don. What's going on? Hello? You got me on FaceTime audio, man. Did you know that? I can't hear anything you're saying. If you're talking to me, call me back on the regular line. I can't hear you, bud.
Don Allender, FaceTime.
Hey, Don.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you see me?
No, you're using audio. You're not using video.
Hold on. Let me press FaceTime. Hold on.
No, I'm looking at myself. Oh, wait a minute. I got to accept. Okay. Hold on. It's connecting. Hold on. There you are.
Oh, there he is.
Are you in Costa Rica? Look at these guys. Woohoo! Hey! Fucking out of sight. I wish I could put Costa Rica. The picture's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is. I probably ass dialed you.
Oh.
What are you doing with your head, man? You keep shifting your head back and forth.
Sorry.
What's that?
What was I doing with my head?
This is what it looked like. What were you fucking doing, man?
No. I don't know what I'm doing anymore, but I wanted this.
I wish I could record this.
Are you on the air right now?
No, not right now, but I am doing a pre-show. I wish I could record this and I'd roll it back for the audience. But
Actually, I was actually hot. The reason I turned my head is because I was trying to hear you better.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. Let me turn it up.
That's all right. So yeah, man, we're going crazy. We went white water rafting today.
White water rafting.
Yep. Mike Keys, Carter Bogus, myself, Dave LaCroix, and Frank Interante.
And that must have been fantastic.
That was it. No one died.
No one died. That's good. Because, you know, Eric Fleming, the famous actor from Rawhide, that's how he died.
Yep.
He drank.
Oh, Eric Fleming from Rawhide? Remember the actor from Rawhide?
Yeah.
He died in a white water
raft. Yeah. Yeah.
See, it can, so it can't happen. Look at these dudes.
It looks fantastic. It looks like you're having a blast.
Yeah, we're at this little bar in this condominium thing that we're staying at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, KP there. See Dave.
I see. Mikey. And now, Don, what's the weather like there, man?
It's been pretty rainy, you know, as it is usually here, I guess.
Yeah.
Up until maybe another month from now. But it was beautiful today. It was absolutely beautiful today. We didn't get rain until the very end of the rafting trip.
Yeah.
And then it pissed down rain at the end. It was fun.
When did you just arrive? Yes. When did you arrive? Today or yesterday?
On Monday.
Monday.
So
oh, wow.
We had two rounds of golf, and then we're playing our third and last round tomorrow. And then two guys have to go back Saturday.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us go back on Monday. So we're going to go ziplining on Saturday or some fucking thing.
Oh, that's cool. So you got like a lot of fucking time left, man. You got 3 days. That's cool.
Yeah.
So now everybody goes to Costa Rica now to surf, man. You seeing anybody surfing?
Yeah. A lot of surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. And, you know, prostitution's legal in Costa Rica.
So there's a lot of that going on.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
As well.
We won't mention which condominium, but
but it's
Well, goddamn, I'm glad I got a hold of you, or you got a hold of me, man. What are you eating there, man? What is that, dessert?
Yeah, that's my flan. It came with the mahi-mahi.
Flan. How do the drinks flow there, man? They got a liberal pour there?
Mai Tai right there.
Yeah, there you go. So, hey, man, what...
Is
it a liberal? Is it a liberal pour?
Is it what?
Is it a liberal pour? Do they give you a lot of booze?
Oh hell yeah! Really good Costa Rican rum and the whole shot.
Out of sight, man.
Costa Rican beer, it's outrageous, man.
That is bitching, man.
It's so cool. It's when? 35th year, Phil.
35 years. The who won this year? Do you know yet?
Well, I'm leading. But
you're leading.
It's not over yet.
Wow, man.
We'll see.
I gotta make next year. I can't miss any more of these. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the international format this year. We decided to go to an international, maybe because we're golfing internationally. I don't know.
And what is that, man? Like points?
Yeah, the Stableford point system.
Yeah.
Got it, man. You got it.
Been a lot of fucking news. Been a lot of fucking news here, you know, about this sexual harassment shit.
Yeah.
Well, guess who got nailed today?
I heard Al Franken.
Yeah. And
that's so that proves anybody can be busted.
That's right.
I told Frank today, I said it's been done a month to run it from her office.
Hey, I just heard too that right? I just heard that Sylvester Stallone got nailed for it too this afternoon.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone got nailed for sexual harassment. I'll be interested to hear that. Sylvester
with Al Franken.
Al Franken, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, this place is going nuts, man. So, well, buddy,
coming down to a place like this, it kind of like you kind of forget about what's going on back in the States.
Well, that's why I mentioned it. You know, how long's the flight, Don, from L.A.?
5.5 hours.
That ain't shit.
No, it's like going to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
This place would remind you a lot of Hawaii.
Does it?
It's very tropical. A lot of rain, especially if it would be like Kauai or something.
So what's the country like? What's the country like? Is it
absolutely beautiful. It's rainforest, so it's lush everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like Kauai. Yeah.
It's not... Is it third worldy, or is it got fairly modern?
No, definitely. There's pockets of
poverty.
Pockets of what am I trying to say? You see a lot of poverty.
Yeah.
Third world type of living arrangements.
Right.
So far, then you have a place like this, which is really nicely appointed.
I know. That's what always made me feel guilty going to Jamaica, because I'd be kicking it in some resort, and there's like all this poverty everywhere else. So,
I know, man, it's true. I mean, you see it everywhere. You know?
Yeah. Well, who gives a shit is the bottom line. Now,
yeah, reminds me of that bit where the guy's eating his steak, watching.
Yeah. Huh? 15,000. Yeah. Children died today in a mine explosion. Huh. Big fat chunk of porterhouse steak. Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm in the middle of...
Yeah, man.
I'm doing...
We could touch base on this 35th anniversary of the booth, which you started.
It's fantastic. And I wish I was there. I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves. All right. Put up more. Yeah, for next year. Is Carter there? There he is. Hey, bro. Are you drinking? What are you drinking? Ice water? You drinking ice water? Yeah. Love it, man. You don't look tired, man. I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing all right, you know. Huh? Yeah, doing great. I'll see you guys when you get back, though, man. Let's, get together and do another dinner or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Let's do that. No problem.
All right, boys. I got to check out because I'm doing my pre-show right now. But Love you. Thanks a lot, brother, for checking in.
I'm glad we could connect.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Have a good time. Right. Looks like a ball. Right. See you later.
Dude. Take care, Phil. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Bye. Bye, Phil. I wish I could have shown you guys. Isn't there a way we can record those? I wish they, like, preserve them or something. I don't know. Fuck, what do I know? FaceTime. Don Olander. 620. There's a question mark. Wouldn't it be great if you could just hit a button? Watch again? Yes. Ding. So those guys are at the 35th annual Old Boot Tournament, which was a golf tournament that we started 35 years ago when we were like in our early 30s. Yeah, I just turned 30, I think. And it's called the Old Boot because we found a boot in the back of Ray Bell's car and we just spray painted it bronze and mounted it on a plaque and we give it away every year. So the boot is like 35 years old. It was a Jodhpur boot. Jodhpur boots are boots you wear when you're training a horse, I guess. Yeah, something like that. And we started this tournament. We played it around the LA area. And then we started going out to the desert. So we played in LA. Then we played in Palm Springs. Then we played in Vegas one year. And then I couldn't play that much anymore because I was all over the fucking country doing my radio show. And that's when these guys began to branch out. They went to South Carolina one year. They went to British Columbia one year. They went to Alabama one year, Montgomery, Alabama, which was a trip because they were in a dry county and they didn't know it. So they're sitting at the restaurant going, yeah, we'll take a vodka tonic. We'll also have some, I'm sorry, this county's dry. There's no booze. No, huh? I said, well, you guys left and went back to the club, right? Nah, fuck. We said, fuck it. And they ordered apple juice and shit. I go, are you kidding me? I guess they were hungry or something. Then when I got back to L.A. in 99, then they went to Ireland one year. That sounded great. They went to Hawaii a couple times. But the Irish trip was really fun. They told me about it. They had their own coach with their own driver, and they just traveled the width of Ireland golfing at all these fucking golf courses and shit, getting just plastered, you know, in Irish whiskey and shit and pints and all the stuff they do over there, you know, I don't know. drink? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Also, I got two cats now. I gotta get a dog. If I get a dog, then I'm set. I got two fucking cats now. This one cat's name is Brea. It's a she. She's very elderly. She's 9. She was a rescue cat. They found her out on the fucking street. She was a stray. And they had her at this rescue shelter or something. And then I went into Petco today to get some stuff. And there she was. And I took her. You know, she's upstairs right now and at the house and sitting out on a... She's got her own room over there. Just put food in there and put a... You know, everything in there. Pretty good size room that she's just by herself. I closed off everything. Thunder can't get to her. Although they can kind of smell each other under the door. Jesus. All right, man. Man, it's fucking hot. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Okay, that's for next week, right? 11:20. So this is the 13th. I just got the B of A app on my phone. And you do banking from your phone. I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to do banking from my phone? Well, I learned how the other day. You basically take a picture of your check and send it to the bank that way. You keep the original check. I have my checks upstairs. I sent them pictures. What is this shit? Okay. Phil Proctor. Wait a minute, motherfucker. I want for the week of 11/13. Here it is. Could I get it? What the fuck is this shit, man? 11/6. I want 11/13, man. This is what I'm saying, man. I'm not getting a schedule every week. And I don't give a shit, even if there are no spots, send me the schedule. Because if these cats will say, hey, can we have a recording of the spot? I go, no, because you guys didn't ask. Here it is. I said, you guys didn't send me a schedule. What do you mean? Give me a break here, dude. This is the week of the 13th. There's no... What? Wait a fucking minute. Oh, that was last week. Week of the 13th. Bing, 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 boom, 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 bingo, bango, bongo. All right, okay. Bye. Where is this? I got to get the lyrics too. I wonder what the king is doing tonight on YouTube. Here we go. Karaoke. Everyone's smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the... What merriment king pursuing tonight? But then let the cook work this way. No, this is fucked up. Hey, this Camelot is fucked over, man. Because I know this fucking song, and you fucked it up, man. No lyrics. Next. Oh, great, man. Are you telling me I got to fuck? Ah, oh, you dirty... This one they fucked up. Oh, God. I know what my people are thinking tonight. As home to the shadows they wander. And everyone smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whatever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? Never so bright. Yeah, see, this is way off, man. Who taught you motherfuckers? Who taught you fuckers?
Hey, I know what my people are thinking tonight. As home through the shadows.
All right, how much do I want to work? Lyrics. He's scared. Come on. Oh, sorry. There we go. All right, man. All right, Jack. 33. Got it. Got you, man. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, baby. I got it, man. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Podcast One has crime and mystery with shows like Cold Case Files.
Unsure of how his victim was killed, the doctor completes his autopsy with more questions than answers.
The Serial Killer Podcast.
A little boy, as it turned out, was the kidnapped Billy Gaffney.
And crime in sports.
He's pulled over in Dallas and found in possession of a crack pipe. Let's just say the lawsuit didn't go anywhere. He didn't win.
Exclusively on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
It's Phil Henry and all the voices you're about to hear. Hello. Let's do it again. That's the one I want to play. Do it again.